The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. You know, you're talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is saving money. I love saving money.
So what do you have for us? How are we going to save up to $500 here?
I thought with National Garden Month approaching, what about vegetable gardens? Garden can produce a half pound of fresh vegetables for every square foot of garden space, and that's according to the National Gardening Association. So that's a return of about a dollar per square foot. Now, 600 square feet is the average garden size, so that's an average $600 in return, minus your costs for soil, fertilizer, seeds, you know, raised garden beds, and all the rest of it, but you can probably get all that for under $100. Some other studies suggest that a dollar spent on seeds yields up to $25 worth of veggies. That's pretty good. And if you can freeze your harvest, you know, you're going to have that cost benefit increase even more.
Okay, so since this is about not just eating veggies, but about saving money, if we're looking at return on investment, what should we be growing?
I've got a basket of six fabulous veggies that give you a great ROI. The first one is slicing tomatoes. Another one is bell peppers. Another one is cucumber. Mm-hmm. We've got bush green beans, pole green beans, and leaf lettuce. They're all great. And let me go back and give you an example of what you would save on one. So let's take slicing tomatoes. So your seedling costs there are going to be about $2 a plant. Your yield is going to be about 10 to 15 pounds of tomatoes per plant. And so your savings over the store is going to be $15 to about $23 per plant. Let's talk about another good one. Let's talk about the bell peppers. Again, going to be about $2 a plant. Your yield is going to be about 6 to 8 peppers per plant. Mm-hmm. Your savings over the store is going to be about $9 to $12 per plant. And on and on. With cucumbers, your savings over the store is about $5 to $7.50 a plant. Bush green beans, they're going to save you around $3.75, $4.50 per row over store cost. Pole green beans, about $6 to $7, $8 a row. And your leaf lettuce is about $4 per week. So you see how it starts to add up. And I just want to mention, herbs are another great choice for home growing, since they're relatively expensive in the stores.
Yes, they are, and pretty easy to grow at home. Now, of course, this is an adult conversation. You don't want to tell your kids about how you're saving money, because they'll just say, hey, Mom, if you just don't service any vegetables at all, you'll save 100%.
Yeah, you don't want to let him go there. My son would definitely go there. He's 11. He's not a big fan of vegetables these days.
Yeah. Help him with the gardening, but don't explain what you're up to here. Are there some vegetables you should not grow that are not going to give you a return?
Yes, in fact, there are. So celery and asparagus, don't grow them. They're finicky and really labor-intensive. Better off buying those in the store. Now, onions are pretty cheap to buy. I would recommend buying them over growing them, because it can be really difficult to get a large yield on onions without a massive garden. But instead of growing onions, you know, you could grow shallots, which are relatively easy to grow and are pretty expensive at the store. It's also probably much more cost-effective to buy white potatoes than to try to grow them. Potatoes are, you know, labor-intensive to grow, and you need a lot of space.
All right. So I'm looking at the yard. How big, if I'm looking at an edible garden that's going to give me some return on investment here and something good to put on the table, how big a garden am I looking at?
Well, you know, the median size of an edible garden is about 100 square feet, and that's according to the National Gardening Association. So for a family of four, growing space of about 200 square feet should keep the family in veggies all summer long. But obviously, you know, you can really work with whatever you have.
Okay. Now, some people are listening to this and they're going, hey, hello, over here. I live in a condo. I don't have a garden. But even people that don't have their own space actually can find a place to do this.
Yes, they absolutely can, because you can become part of a community garden. You know, some community gardens assign plots for individuals, and then you pay dues. And some share the whole garden and its tending. If you want to find one near you, you can go to the American Community Garden Association's Garden Finder. We've got a link to the finder at houselogic.com/radio. And you'll find more on community gardening in general at houselogic.com/radio. And, you know, there's another way you can get a yard if you don't have one, and that's yard sharing.
Yard share, which is what?
So if you don't have a yard, you could partner with someone who does, like a neighbor, and share in the duties, you know, or the person with the yard may just not have the time or interest to garden and be very happy to let you use his garden and just share in your bounty, share in the vegetables.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.